Welcome back, guys!
Hey.
Alrighty, so this is our fourth podcast?
Yep.
Wow. So previously on, we did the mattress firm conspiracy. Yes. And that was an interesting one.
That one was a fun one.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Because I did it.
So, as you know, we are the conspiracy crew. I'm Kennedy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Macy.
Okay, so as you know, if you've already been here before, we do daily knock-knock joke.
And I have the daily knock-knock joke.
Macy has a daily knock-knock joke.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Snow.
Snow who?
Snow use. The joke is over.
What? What?
You guys are horrible.
Mine was so much better than that.
That was so good. You guys criticized mine.
I think your first one was worse.
Okay.
Well, nothing will ever be
I thought that one was pretty good. It was stupid,
guys.
But that one's made of fun.
Oh, okay, I see how it is. I'm waiting for someone to do knock, knock. Who's there? Orange.
Oh my gosh.
Knock, knock. Just wait for someone to do that.
Oh gosh, you go for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I love a 10-minute podcast.
And then you just say, and then you go, knock, knock, who's there? Banana. And they say, banana who? And then you go, aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Oh, no. I got it backwards.
Alright, we're not gonna let Macy, you know, be in charge of the knock-knock jokes anymore.
Okay. At least for a few more episodes.
Yeah. Okay, so today, our conspiracy is called the Skinny Mirror Conspiracy.
Ooh.
Okay, so if you go into if you go into some certain stores and you go into the dressing room, like, you put on an outfit and you look at it and you realize, oh my gosh, I look really good in this. So you buy it. And then you go home and look in your actual mirror and you're like, what the heck? This looks so much better on me at the store.
And you're like, I don't like this.
I don't like it anymore. And then you end up returning it. Well, maybe. Sometimes.
I don't. Sometimes you keep it.
Sometimes you keep it just to have it. Sometimes you're too lazy to drive back to the store.
Sometimes you forget to bring it with you when you go shopping again. I do that all the time.
I do too. So this conspiracy actually is that large companies are using these skinny mirrors.
As, for example, Target, H&M.
Yeah, like even this is actually an international conspiracy. I'll get into that in
just
a minute.
Like the coronavirus. Oh my gosh, that was so not funny when it just came out.
That's actually a conspiracy.
Anyway,
it's a problem too.
There is a conspiracy with the coronavirus though. Maybe we'll get into that.
I don't know if we
later.
Should.
I don't know if we should. That's a little too confident.
But so this conspiracy is that these big companies are using these skinny mirrors to up their retail, basically. They're using it to get more sells.
Yeah.
So the conspiracy about skinny mirrors, it's actually not the mirrors themselves that are doing the making you look good.
Isn't it like lighting?
It's the shadows and the light, the way that the lighting hits you and the way it hits your body.
Ew.
And like it helps out your body type.
Imagine all of the like engineering.
I know that's I don't understand. Like, I don't know why companies
would put in that much work.
Okay, so the article that I read was this girl who was from Spain. She went to like 8 different stores in Spain. She traveled like I think like an hour or two out of her neighborhood just to like follow this conspiracy. And some of the results are actually kind of crazy. Some are not that crazy, but it's like I looked at the lighting and I looked at how it made her body look, because she has side-by-side pictures of when she took of at her house with the exact same outfit on, same exact pose, and it's kind of crazy. I mean, if you guys look at them,
here
they are.
I'm looking at them now, and it looks like the ones that are like the room is darker.
Yeah.
And if there's like a darker background,
mm-hmm.
it makes her, I hate to say this, it makes her look more, like the jeans suit her better.
Yeah, it's if we were able to implement this into our podcast, the picture of her at her house, she doesn't have that great of lighting. It's just in her bedroom.
A normal.
She is wearing a white tank top with high rise jeans. And does she have boots on, or
yeah,
is it black
it's
boots?
Like black boots.
Okay, well, and she has her hair. Does she have her hair down?
Her hair's down.
Hair down. Okay. So, in the article I read
that... This is an article from Vice,
from Vice, yeah. So, she said that after looking back at the photos when she got home, she realized that the lighting hit her body certain ways to make her look skinnier, and she was kind of amazed of how this experiment turned out because she didn't believe it. She was a skeptic, like most people are of certain conspiracies. And she realized that this is, you know, this could actually be a problem. If, 'cause think about how many girls and boys have self-esteem issues about their body.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go into these stores and you buy these clothes and you see them on you, and then you get home and it's nothing like it was in the store.
That would honestly make you more, like, body conscious.
I think that's kind of, you know, that's wrong. That's really wrong. Because, like, me being a 16-year-old girl myself, I have body issues. I mean, I don't care to say that. I'm open about that. But, like, if I were to go into a store and I'd see myself in an outfit and I thought it looked really good, and then I came home and I saw that it didn't look good, like, that would just make me feel awful. Because,
like, I, like, hate going clothes shopping.
Oh, so do I.
Because of the dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know if I've fallen victim to this before. I have no clue. But all the dressing rooms I've gone into normally don't make me look any better. I typically look worse in dressing rooms.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Some I look better in. I looked at this. I feel like I look, because I'm a short person. I'm a very short person. 5'2" and a half, 5'3" on a good day. I've noticed, I've always thought I looked taller. I always thought I looked 5'4", five. And they said they do, like, skinny mirrors do make you look taller, so it makes you look skinnier.
I want to know the engineering behind these mirrors. Like, I didn't have the time to look this up. I tried. I couldn't find much information on it.
Like, how much, like, math
it's
and stuff
too
needs
far.
To go into
it's
this.
Too far advanced for a generation. Yeah,
I mean, like, the things that they would have to implement into the mirror to make you look longer. Because, like, if you think about it, like, the fun houses you go into, and you see these mirrors that make you look shorter, like, taller, like, distorted. Your body, you know what I mean? Like, that's, it's kind of crazy, because like, they're doing this sort of thing not to that extent, but to make you look more attractive.
And like all the, like, there's so much work that has to go into this, because they like put the mirror at the exact right angle, have the lighting like just right.
Yeah,
like, so much has to go into
and
this.
The thing
I wonder if they have people like test it first.
Yeah.
Like, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some way. But the thing is that bothers me is that some of these stores, their motto or whatever they believe is like, oh, you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself. Like, come into our store and we'll show you that you're, you look amazing. You know, and like, they're trying to, like, say, you don't have to be ashamed of your body. And they're making these clothes to make us feel better.
Ooh,
but then again, at the same time, they're doing this thing to us and other people. I mean, like, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
So,
So, stores doing this, you are messed up.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're all listening.
Then again, this is just a conspiracy, but I've seen a lot of articles of these girls. It's mostly girls who are noticing it, because I'm sure guys notice it too, but they don't really care enough to.
Most of them don't care.
Yeah,
there are some.
I feel bad for the people who this actually affects, because, like, it's, I haven't really noticed anything, because I haven't done an experiment myself.
Yeah.
But it's just so sad to think that the society that we live in, we have this image of a perfect girl or a perfect guy, and they're trying to implement that into our lives now to make our,
while telling us that you're beautiful the way you are.
Exactly. And I've always believed that everyone is beautiful in their own way, no matter what they look like. I'm always the person to see the person who they are on the inside and not the outside, because I it just bothers me that stores would do this to people.
Yeah. But remember, this is just a conspiracy.
Just a conspiracy.
Just a conspiracy.
Actually, there was one more article that I looked at, and you saw it too. I was reading it at home.
She was pointing to me.
Yeah, it was Kara. Pointing to Kara. And this girl actually went out to different stores. She didn't have side-by-side pictures like the first article I read, but she actually had waist measurements from the picture of how the mirrors.
And they were all different.
They were all different from her original picture that she took.
Wait, and how could she get different waist measurements?
I have no clue. I don't know how that works.
Because her body doesn't actually change.
I know, I'm thinking.
No,
I'm,
but in the mirror.
Yeah.
PSA, your body doesn't actually change. It's just a mirror.
But I don't know how that worked, but it was kind of crazy.
Every time you walk into the dressing room, it changes.
It changes, just, exactly.
And you know, not all, but most dressing rooms, especially the ones at Victoria's Secret, are dark.
I've never been to the Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, they are dark. Like, they are as dark as your bathroom over there, basically.
Yeah.
The lights off, by the way.
Yeah,
the lights off. Yeah, and I've noticed that in those pictures that the darker lighting rooms with, like...
They make it.
They have, like, it's like the dark rooms with, like, the one light above that are shining down on you make your body look slimmer.
Because, like, I forget where I read it, but, like, black clothes and stuff makes you look slimmer.
Yeah.
So that would make sense if they wanted people to look slimmer to have, like, dark lighting.
Yeah.
And all the employees wear black.
Oh my gosh! But now, we don't want to get, you know, roasted because of these conspiracies, but some of these are kind of...
We get roasted anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. True. But some of these conspiracies are a little upsetting, like this one. This one really upsets me.
Yeah, there are some that are really cool, and there are some that are just messed up.
Yeah.
And there are some that are fun.
Exactly. But, like we said, these aren't facts. These are just...
Conspiracies.
We need a theme song.
We'll have a theme song for the next
podcast. Don't say that. No, we won't.
Don't listen to Macy.
No, we won't. All right, and we also have a public health announcement.
Oh, gosh.
For the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, we do?
I guess we do now.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands like
this. Oh, yeah, please. Oh, yeah, oh, gosh. Yeah, please.
But on a serious note, stay safe.
Yeah, seriously. We're all kind of in the dark right now, and we're all kind of... scared at the same time.
And no roosters.
No roosters.
Yeah, no restaurants. Who knows how long.
Okay, we're getting off track. We don't need to get into this right now.
I just wanted to
keep
us updated on everything.
Just if you're feeling depressed, go watch some funny TikToks about the coronavirus.
Exactly.
They're really funny.
Did you see that one that was like, it showed people from the Grammys, it was like World War II. The Australian fires, and it was Ariana Grande with her big dress. The coronavirus.
Oh, God.
I gotta find it.
It's corona time.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that one. Anyway.
But on a more serious note, like Kara said, please stay safe. Don't put yourself in any danger that you think you could.
Don't buy all the toilet paper.
Yes, and don't go out unless it's necessary.
Exactly. Like, we're doing this because we have to. I mean, we don't have
to. Yes, Miss McLeese. Thank you.
No, we're just kidding.
Just kidding. I love you, Miss McLeese.
We actually really enjoy doing these, and we're doing everything that we can to keep ourselves safe, and we just want everyone out there to be safe.
But also, seriously, stop buying the toilet paper. I had to go to 3 different stores to get some yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's kind of.
Anyway, not important. But...
All right. Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, and that this is our 4th one, and we are happy to have filmed it.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye.
You'll hear us next time.
Bye.
Bye.